With Montana Morning News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana schools are asking Governor Steve Bullock to waive requirements under a new state cybersecurity law aimed at protecting student information. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the request comes as teachers are scrambling to move classes online.
School districts say they need more flexibility to move classes online amid the novel coronavirus pandemic, and that they're currently limited by the 2019 Montana Pupil Online Personal Information Protection Act. The law requires districts to make sure websites and software they're using to teach students aren't mining, sharing, or selling student data and information. In particular, small districts just wading into web-based learning say the law is a major barrier.
We made a full 180-degree pivot 2 weeks ago and went from basically no distance learning through now. 4 through 12 is all digital distance learning.
Alex Astor is the superintendent of Roberts School District southwest of Billings, which serves just a little over 100 students. Astor says the district chose Google Classroom for its online delivery system.
And it's just basically a really good way to share information. But in no way, shape, or form does Google Classroom provide any educational services.
To fill out their curriculum, Roberts School District teachers are flocking to a number of web-based tools. English teachers might be trying to hold discussion on video chat services, or a math teacher might want to use a website that helps determine what aspects of trigonometry a student might be struggling with. But there's a hang-up. Districts need to sift through every user agreement to make sure it complies with Montana's student data protection law. If it doesn't, districts need to get companies to sign agreements outlining protections for students before they can use a new web-based tool.
And we have great teachers that are going after this stuff, and trying to pump the brakes on people that are trying new things is discouraging in education.
The Montana Educational Technologist Association is trying to speed up that process by working with the state, which has already signed a large privacy agreement okaying districts to use Zoom video chats. School Administrators of Montana is asking Governor Bullock to give districts until July 1st to fully comply with the state's 2019 student privacy law. Bullock's office says it's looking into the request, but there are risks that come with that flexibility. So says Amelia Vance with the Future Privacy Forum, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank focused on data privacy. She says the quick jump to online learning is leading teachers and districts to consider unconventional tools.
Because the biggest privacy issue that we've seen here is that there's a lot of non-education software that's being adopted or contemplated, from webinar platforms to social media, even gaming platforms.
She adds that in recent years, many districts across the country have found that their teachers are using hundreds of online tools that weren't approved by administrators. That's only expected to get worse during the COVID-19 outbreak. A recent 2019 national survey from Common Sense Media also found issues with training teachers received.
Only 25% who participated in professional development were trained in understanding student data privacy requirements and strategies around the use of EdTech.
In Montana, many districts MTPR spoke with had different opinions on how they should be complying with current requirements under the state's student privacy law, especially smaller districts without dedicated tech departments. Dot Wood is the curriculum director at Columbia Falls Public Schools.
And so people like me, who are curriculum directors or other classroom-based people, are trying to figure out things sometimes without having clear guidance about what are the software adoption guidelines from the state.
Wood says the district is also worried about general cybersecurity concerns not covered under the state's student privacy law as it quickly scales up online learning. Like other Montana districts, Columbia Falls schools were hacked in 2017. Jeff Patterson is the president of K-12 Montana, which helps districts set up web-based learning systems. He says the best way to avoid that fate is to train teachers, students, and parents how to use safety features on online platforms they're using, such as Zoom. Patterson adds that bad actors can do more than just expose students to inappropriate content like pornography or racist rhetoric by gaining access to chat sessions. They can also share malicious links.
That link can actually pass your login credentials to your computer along with it to try and gain access to a resource that's secured on the other side with your username and password.
That could lead hackers right to a student's private information. Patterson says these vulnerabilities will continue to be discovered as time wears on, and he says districts need to make sure students, staff, and administrators are educated on these attacks and older scams, such as phishing emails.
We may be moving a little bit faster than we would be comfortable with, and I think it's okay for administrators to take a pause, and it's okay for teachers to say we need some support.
He says if a district isn't sure whether an online tool is being used in a safe way, it's okay to stop using that service and find another way to engage students, even if it's good old-fashioned paper packets. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is your listener-supported Montana Public Radio.